Blog Talk Radio.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
Welcome Saturday night. Guess who's back in town? Grudge Inc. I'm your host, Taylor Russo. Got a lot of things to get to tonight. A lot of racing going on this week. A lot of racing going on tonight all over the place. US 131. I don't know if they're doing anything down in Georgia with the rainfall down there. Hell, I don't even know if Zeke's floating around somewhere. We may never hear from him again. Could we be that lucky? I don't know. But we'll be getting some reports coming in from 131. I know that one of the races that went off, Jimbo and King James. King James took them out, gapped them. But King James also got taken out in the shootout, too. So his night is done. But we'll see what's going on there. Also, if you're still interested, Redemption 6.0, they're on the road November 25th and 26th at Tulsa Raceway Park. And if you can't, we'll work on that. But you know what? He's probably got a landline. He's up in a tree somewhere. He's probably still going to call in. I can't help that, Daniel. Texas Redemption, no prep. November 25th and 26th at Tulsa Raceway Park. Who's in? Who's out? I still want to find out if anything's happening with Plan B and Tough Enough out of Chicago, man. I like to see that race go down. I guess we'll find out soon. And they got over $100,000 in payouts. Check it out. You can go to Redemption Texas Original No Prep Group, or you can go to www.redemptionnoprep.com. Also, having traction issues, I got the answer right here. Ulta Blue Traction Compound. Give these guys a look-see. They're on Facebook. They're everywhere. But go check them out. Go to www.ultrabluetraction.com. And like I said, you can check them out on Facebook at Ultra Blue Traction Compound. Or you give them a call. And I got the number. Here it is. Not a hard one to remember. Area code 405. And if you don't know that one, you've been living on a freaking island for the last 4 years. 563-0538. Once again, that's area code 405. 563-0538. Check them out. Give them a holler. See if you can get you some of that good goo. And take that traction problem away. Well, I have to tell you, last week I wasn't on the show because I was in Hawaii. And yes, I was being selfish. And I wasn't going to do the show because I was in Hawaii. I had a lot of fun out there. Good deal. No races. Just kind of relaxed and forgot about everything here for a week. But now I'm back to the hell that is my life. My boy Chad, he's going to be coming on this show sooner than we think, man. His car is getting done. And if you don't know Shirtless Jet out here in California, then you guys must be living on that same island where you haven't heard of 405 either. But that car is getting done. He's sending me pictures, and anybody knows Chad like I know Chad. He'll be on the show, and he'll be calling people out left and right. Just giving everybody a quick heads up. But that thing will be done probably within the next few weeks. So motor's getting mocked up in the car right now, and he's definitely going to be calling some people out. And other good news, coming up in November, PSCA race will be coming up November 16th to the 21st, I believe, in Las Vegas. Anybody out and about, going to be in the neighborhood of Las Vegas, or just want to come to Las Vegas and get out of that white stuff that falls out of the sky and go get some warm heat, that'd be a good place to go. That'll be in November, like I said, 16th to the 20th. I want to say the 21st to that Sunday. 16th is Test and Tune, then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Rock and roll after that. So hopefully we'll see a lot of West Coast people out there and see if we get some East Coast people to come out. There's a guy that comes out from, he drives out from New York with his Mustang every year. I don't know his name, but no, you know what? I you're absolutely right, Daniel. I do not know what a white Christmas is. Because at Christmas time here, it's usually in the mid-70s, low-80s. So, and I'll take that. I'll take that over a white Christmas anytime. Don't want that cold. Don't like that cold. Don't want to be in that cold. Been there, done that. Hey, looky, looky, who's here? Wait, you gonna get your feet wet out there in Florida?
Yeah, it's not too bad here. So we dodged the bullet.
I saw Daytona. I saw Daytona flooded all the way to the K rails.
Yeah, that's way north of me.
That's a lot of water, man.
Yep. It's funny where I live. We're actually through the bands. South of us got hit pretty hard with the rain bands as the storm was coming in, and north of us got hit pretty good with the rain bands as it was coming in. I got lucky. That's all.
Wow.
It was just luck. Yeah. You know, the winds weren't too bad. They were like 70, gust of 80, you know, so. But
my sister's in South Carolina, so they're getting beat up.
Yeah, but this storm's supposed to roll back around and hit Florida again.
Really?
Yeah, we're not shuttered up. I mean, nobody's taking shutters down because it's going to do a big U-turn. It's going to hit Florida again. Only as a tropical storm, though.
Yeah, only. Like, if that's not enough.
You know, I don't know about you guys in California, but we get some pretty nasty thunderstorms through the summertime here. And so, really, it was not. I mean, don't get me wrong. If you're a Floridian and you know anything about Andrew or lived on the outskirts of Andrew or lived through Hurricane Andrew, you were nervous.
Mm-hmm.
That storm was not a joke that just came up the coast.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, I've been seeing it and reading about it and all that stuff like that. It's absolutely crazy.
Yeah. You know what sucks, man? I went through the storm at night, and they're not fun to go through at night because you can't see anything. You know, the wind is just beating up against the plywood or shutters that you have on the windows, and you can't see anything,
yeah.
You know. So, and every now and again, you hear something hard hit the side of the house, you know. But, you know, it's all good.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm glad you're all right. I know a lot of people are getting hit pretty bad.
Yeah, I did see that picture that you were talking about with Daytona Speedway.
Yeah.
And if you've ever been to Daytona Speedway, man, that is I'd like to see a bigger picture because that's pretty deep.
It would look like a reservoir, I would think.
Yeah.
It would look like a reservoir. Now, you figure where that water's at and where the K-rail is or the safer barrier is,
and then
go down. That's got to be at least to the infield. That's got to be a 30-foot drop.
Yeah, it's pretty big. Every year at Thanksgiving, they do a car show that inside Daytona Speedway, and it's called the Turkey Rod Run. So you can walk out on the track and walk up on the track. Yeah, that water had to be pretty deep there.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I'm thinking that water had to be at least 30 feet deep.
Oh, yeah. So.
That's nuts. So what's going on, man? How's the hot rod running?
It's not. It's been sitting. There's been very little racing. My local track hasn't had anything. I went out to the PDRA race a couple weeks ago, and that got rained out. So, man, I'm just... The only excitement in my life has been Hurricane Matthew.
Wow. That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy.
Yeah, I tried last night to look at some of the No Mercy stuff that's going on in South Georgia.
Yeah.
I don't know if that got canceled.
Yeah, I don't know or not, if they did or not. Daniel, you there, brother?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
What's happening, man?
Not a whole lot. Ran the last race of the year and already got the car tore apart and got the heads up for some machine work.
Mm. Oh, you guys are all done up there now?
Well, I'm done. There's still some racing going on at the track, but I ran my last race for the year. So there's some interesting stuff going on.
What are you gonna have done to them heads?
Just put.
He's gonna replace
them
with a big block.
No, replacing the springs that are on there with some Pac 1225s and doing a check them over, and that's about it.
Yeah. Stay away from the big block.
Yeah, I don't need no big block.
This is a funny story, Tao. A buddy of mine that I've raced with, one of my best friends that I've raced with forever, posts Daniel's car shifting gears because I used to run a six-speed car and used to go round after round with the car. So he posted Daniel's one of his videos on my Facebook, not knowing that, you know, I knew Daniel checked. So it was pretty amusing.
Yeah. I went four rounds here the last no prep.
Wow.
The car was flying for what the old girl is. It was really, really flying.
What gear do you run in that thing?
What gear? I got a 456 gear in the back. I got a 339 low. And she leaves with the front end in the air and just moves along.
He got a lot of car to move.
Oh, yeah, 3,300 pounds. But I figured by the time I put the aluminum heads on it and the aluminum radiator on it, it was down, you know, at or below 3,300 pounds. Because with the steel hoods or with the steel heads and the brass radiator, it was like at 3340. So
wow, so that now what size, what cubic inches in there?
355. Yeah, 355
in there.
Yeah, the motor that was in there was nothing more than just a or the motor that, you know, I've been running is nothing more than a TRW flat top rebuild with a good set of heads, 501, 244 at 50 thousandths, you know, comp 292H cam and Super Victor intake. So, I mean, it's, other than the heads and the intake, it's nothing special.
Well, it's still running pretty good.
Oh, yeah. It was, according to the power speed calculator, it was making 471 horse.
Wow.
So, it went a 70061 at like 95 and some change, or 97 and some change. And the on that pass, it was a buy run, and I thought, well, let's throw the lead in the trunk, and let's loosen up the front shocks, and, you know, we got a buy run, and it's always picking the front end up, so let's just try and pick up the front end higher and give them a show. And it didn't necessarily pick the front end up a whole lot higher, but it sure ran its best pass it's ever ran, so...
If you'd have taken that, if you'd have taken that 60 pounds out, you would have had yourself your 699 pass.
I think it probably would have gone the 699. But I also, we had, see, around here, if you pay attention to barometer and altitude very much, around here we normally only have like a 27, low 28 barometer with, you know, anywhere from two to 400 feet above, you know, what our normal altitude is. So that night, the track's altitude is like 900 or 1,000 feet. The corrected altitude was somewhere around like 750 with a 2910 barometer. And our illustriously wise Colby Sampson tells me that you aren't going to feel that in the ass dyno. So I that night I put more fuel to it. And, you know, I was just figuring, well, we're going to try and get it to hang out. And after it made that pass and told him what it ran, I says, how do you think that ass dyno felt? And he's like, so. But it's just all about more air, more fuel. I mean, for a naturally aspirated small block, they respond to better air quite well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what's so great about.
So,
well, out here where we want our track is because we're actually 10 feet above the water where we want to put this track at.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, we are, when we say we're at sea level, we are at sea level.
You're at sea level. So
yeah. More
than likely, a lot of the times you actually get below sea level air. You know, you guys are probably getting, you know, 30 barometer and better.
Yeah. Yep.
So if I were to get my uncle to, when he heads back to California, get him to throw my car in the trailer and bring it out to California, I'll bet you I would probably get my car into the 1080s or better.
Well, you know, believe it or not, my fastest times
mm-hmm.
in the car,
mm-hmm.
I got to say that it was probably the nitrous too, but I ran faster in Kansas.
Really?
On the nitrous than I did. But I think that track in Mays isn't too much different from the tracks out here. Plus it had just rained. And I did it at night when I ran that. I forgot what I ran. It was a Camaro or something.
Mm-hmm.
I squeezed it to the eighth mile, and then I lifted after that. And I didn't want Randy to see too much.
Yeah.
But and it went 5:47.
Oh, not bad.
So I wasn't complaining. And then the best that it did before that in Vegas. Now, Vegas, we're up there in altitude, 2,500 feet above. And I did, I went 567 in Vegas. No, wait, I'm sorry. What did I do there? 566 in Vegas. That's right, 566 in Vegas, and didn't change the tune-up, didn't change the setup, and went to Mays with exactly that, and it went 547. Gotcha. So, you know, it's It ran quicker, maybe, like I said, maybe because the air out there was a little bit cooler, and because it just rained like 4 inches the night before.
Mm-hmm.
So,
so we probably had the high pressure after the high pressure is usually ahead of the storm. I think. Yeah, it depends. It can be ahead and behind the storm.
But yeah, it I picked up 0.2 there. But if you brought the car out here to like where I'm at, it would definitely you'd definitely feel a difference in the car.
Well, that'd be awesome.
And that was the whole thing. But you know, we have Irwindale, but when it's hot out there, it's miserable out there. Same with Fontana. But Bakersfield, that would be the place to go. Even though it's in Bakersfield, Bakersfield's almost a sea level elevation track. And that's where a lot of cars run. That's run their quickest times. So. Wow. So that would be a fun place to probably Bakersfield would be the place if you ever come out this way we should head up to.
Yeah. Well, I know come
Man, it's such a nostalgia track. It's such a nostalgia track up there too. Your car fit right in there.
Sweet. Well, I know this coming June, family and I are planning to come out your way for vacation, but it'll be a vacation, not a bring the car out.
Yeah.
So.
Was it down towards San Diego where you guys were going to be? Is that what it was?
San Clemente.
San Clemente, yeah.
So, yeah, down by San Diego.
It's right in between, you know what, San Clemente is right in between San Diego and here. It's about an hour from me.
Okay, so you're north side of L.A.?
No, actually, I am west of L.A. I'm right on the coast. So I'm in San Pedro. So you know where the L.A. Harbor is? You ever see the Love Boat?
Okay. Yeah, kind of.
That's where the boat docks. That's San Pedro. That's where I live.
Okay.
When I was younger, when I'd go back to see my family in St. Louis, they'd say, where do you live? I live in San Pedro. Where's that at? Oh, you ever watch The Love Boat? Because that's when the show was popular. Yeah, that where the boat docks, that's San Pedro. Wow, you live right by the ocean? Yes, I do. That's why I only visit here, because I live right by the ocean.
Yeah, well, I know San Clemente, it's right there. I mean, from where my uncle's at, you can see right down to the beach and the ocean. And
oh, yeah.
Everything.
You're right there, right by, right by the nuclear plant. Well, yeah, you're right there, San Clemente, San Onofre, all that stuff down there.
Yeah.
Good surfing down there, too. We're going to get Zeke to fly out west. Did I miss anything last week? Because I was too busy. I got to be honest, I was barely thinking of anybody in Hawaii.
About the only thing I know of that you missed is, you know, the no prep I ran and I think there was another race somewhere down there in Texas or somewhere right around that area last weekend, but I don't remember what all happened at it.
Hey, have you heard any more jawing about Plan B and Tough Enough? Are they going to get after
no.
it down there?
No, I haven't heard anything. The most I've heard right now is Tough Enough is supposed to make it down to the Redemption 6.0. I was watching on his page last night, and he did a live feed. And, I mean, I was posting or I was commenting on his live feed while he was going, and he wouldn't respond to me. You know, sometimes you respond to people when you're doing a live feed and everything on Facebook. And I says,
yeah.
So are you going to call into the Tao show tomorrow? And no response. And I says, you know, call into Tao show? No response. And, you know, just kept ignoring it.
Well, you know what, though? I got to tell you, though. I like Tuff. He's a good dude. And, you know, and he's been on the show a few times. And I know he's a busy guy. I'm not making excuses. I know he's a busy guy.
Yeah.
But if he has time to call in, he will. So I wouldn't count
yeah.
him out. He may call in before you know the race and stuff, but I think he will.
Well,
he's a pretty cool
so.
Dude. I only know him from calling in and talking all that stuff happened with him and Daddy Dave and came on the show and everything like that. But as far as and he seemed like a real nice guy. So, you know, I think if he's got time and he's got a minute to call it, I think he will.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure he will.
You kind of got to leave him the number, though.
Oh, yeah. They should have thought about that.
Because a lot of people want to call it, and it's like, just got to remember to leave them a number.
Yeah, brain fart.
It just makes it easier for them to call in, that's all.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got to do that.
But,
he'll call in eventually.
Yeah, he'll get his. He'll get in. I'm not worried about that. I wouldn't mind seeing that thing going off.
Oh yeah, I'd love to see it happen.
Is that Muscle Car Mayhem? Is that Muscle Car Mayhem that's going on down in Georgia?
No, I think that's No Mercy 7.
Yeah, it's No Mercy.
Oh, no, okay.
I've got, if you go to my Facebook tail, I've got a link
uh-huh.
to the live feed for the No Mercy race.
Oh, so they are doing it then? They are running?
Let me see. I'm trying to pull it up right now.
I didn't know if they were going to be.
There's 6,800 people watching. So
wow.
I would assume it's running. So we'll see if it pulls up.
I think a couple of my friends might be down at this race from California. I think Artis Houston, that's the one that he goes to.
Yeah,
he
I'm surprised. I'm surprised it's going on. I thought for sure it was going to get rained out.
Wow. I'm really surprised that is going on, because with all the stuff that I've seen, all the rain that I've seen happening, I'm just I'm floored. I didn't think that it would be going off. You know what I mean? I didn't think it would be going.
Mm-hmm.
So the wind's still blowing down at your place, Zeke? Is it still windy down that way?
No.
Or
no. Oh, no. it was absolutely beautiful today. So, yeah, it's long been gone for us. So
it's gone
down
past you and everything.
Yeah, it's been way gone. But it is supposed to turn back around and hit Palm Beach County, so we'll see.
That's crazy. Making a U-turn, trying to finish off what it didn't get a chance to, or what?
It didn't do shit, man. You know, South Florida, it didn't do anything to us. You know, it knocked some trees down and, you know, broke a bunch of branches. But like I said, we have a handful of storms through the summer that, you know, they're in and out in about an hour that are just as bad. But, you know, we had hours of sustained winds. So, you know, the tropical storm that's coming back through, that's not going to be a big deal.
Wow. Well, you know, in the sense, that's kind of good.
Yeah, we haven't had a storm here in like 12 years. Storm hasn't hit Florida in 12 years. So, you know, we were kind of almost due. We were just lucky that it didn't reach land. You know, it just went up the coast and skirted up the coast.
Wow. Hey, I got to tell you guys this real quick. So you know how we've been having the problems with our councilman. This is classic. I was in Hawaii when this happened, but Donald filled me in. I was hoping he'd call in so you guys, he can explain it better than me. But listen to this. So the councilman out here and his monkeys, they had a big, we talked about how they want to put a storage bin for the homeless a block away from an elementary school. And they thought they were being real sneaky about, well, they were being sneaky about it until it got leaked out. So now the town is in an uproar about it. And a lot of people pretty much telling the councilman, we're not voting for you again. We're not doing this. So now they're trying to, you know, they're trying to do damage control. But when Donald got up there, Donald started talking. And listen to this. One of the councilman's monkeys, his name is Brandimir. And Brandimir, I don't even know what his last name. Brandimir, some un-American last name. Who knows what it is. So he was running his mouth. Now, this is the dude that I can't stand this dude. So he's waving Donald, taunting Donald to come up to where he's at to hit him. This is a councilman's aide telling constituent? Did I say it right?
Yeah.
Taunting him to come up and take a swing at him. This is the bullshit that we have to deal with. These little fucking clowns. And I told Donald, I said, I wish I was there because I would have walked up. I think by the time he came out of his coma. See, I keep telling everybody, I got one good fight left in me. I'm saving it in case anybody cuts in front of me, like in line, like at McDonald's or Jack in the Box or something like that. Because we have those kind of people out here, so I got to kind of save it for something like that. But this guy, he's just a fucking clown. And it just shows poor leadership on our councilman now. So he's getting a big – now. And so then one guy put on there how embarrassed he was about what Donald did. And they're putting it because they told us no on the about the track that Donald is against them now. And it's like that's so not true, because we got another place that we know wants to do a drag strip here right in our own backyard, and they have the land, the facility, the whole nine yards. But the cool thing about this was that everybody was posting on social media about how this guy, the councilman's little monkey, and how they want to, how he was trying to call Donald out. Like, not have a discussion with him, but just like, come up here, bitch. Come on up here. You want to talk? Come on up here. Because Donald called him up by name and another guy by name. And everything that they had, everything that, you know, they've been putting together now is starting to fall apart. And they try to do this deal behind everybody's back. And they got caught. So all the people that didn't believe Donald when the mayor told them, hey, help me get elected, and I'll get you in that. And the people don't believe that that happened. Now they're starting to see what all the dirty deals that were made. Because the Department of Transportation here is our worst enemy. They keep dumping money. And then the guy, the company that's putting the wants to build the shelter, how about this one, guys? He contributed money to Joe Buscaino, our councilman's. They donated money to his, election stuff. So we know where that's going now. Help me and I'll help you. That's how it works. And that's just like they told Donald, help me get elected, I'll get you a track. Help me get elected, we'll build something and you guys will build it for us. That's how this works here. But anyway, it's a whole big blown up thing now. It's getting crazy. Now it's just time for us. I told Don, now we just sit back and let everybody else fight the battle. Let everybody else attack them and just stay out of it. But I just wanted to touch base and tell you guys about that because our councilmen and our mayor here are pieces of shit. They really are. But we will have a drag strip here. I promise you that. It's just not going to be the one where we want it.
Most politicians, you guys come out. Most politicians sell a bad bill of goods anyway.
Hmm.
Yeah, I saw
they
that.
They say what they have one, to get in.
I saw that Ivanka, the daughter. That's her name, right, Ivanka?
Yeah.
She did that thing for her dad about women on that are women who get pregnant will have a paid maternity leave, which
right.
is fine. But and hey, that'd be great. But my question is who? See, I'm under the belief that there's nothing free in this world. There's nothing free in this world. You have to pay money when you're born. You got to pay money when you die. You got to pay money out while you're alive. I don't see somebody, even though they're going to pay maternity leave, someone else is paying for it. Where's that money coming from? So
well, you know what? I would rather that be paid than food stamps and stuff that for people and sending it over to other countries. And you know, I know we have to pay other countries to use their airspace and use, you know, and station our, you know, troops and stuff over in other countries, whether it's peaceful or a hostile area. But I mean, damn it, man, we're not even taking care of our own people here.
And that's another thing. Do we really have to pay people to fly over their airspace? That's the most stupidest thing. I mean, here we are, allies with France. Do we really have to pay to fly over France?
Probably not France,
I mean,
but like some of these Middle
no,
Eastern
we
companies.
To France.
I'm sure
no,
we
remember,
have to.
No, remember during Desert Storm? I remember Desert Storm. France wouldn't let us fly over. They had to fly around France for Desert
yeah.
Storm. Fuck the French. I can't stand the French either.
Yeah,
not the American French. The French. The ones who can't win wars.
Oh, man. I got a French guy that works for me, and I've been riding his ass for years about that.
My thing is this, you know, I'm still nervous. November's coming. And I still don't know what I'm going to do yet.
I know exactly what I'm doing.
I'm terrified.
I know what I'm doing in November. I'm eating turkey.
You know what? I should run. I should throw my name in there. Hey, why doesn't everybody just sign my name? You guys want to spend the night at the White House? Get me elected.
Yeah.
We'll do burnouts on the South Lawn.
Heck yes. And we're going to put a drag strip right down Pennsylvania Avenue.
That's a long... We should block it off on Friday night. That's a big street. Oh, yeah.
There's plenty of room.
Hey, Nate and Adam Bridget live just right across from there. They're in Maryland, right there in Mount Airy. I mean, have them come over and line the cars up. Oh, we have a good old time.
Hey, something just come across my mind. Have you been paying attention to IHRA at all?
No. Uh-uh.
The big fear is that IHRA is going to fold.
Really?
Because they've been making a lot of you know, silly, stupid decisions. They, you know, that World Series of Drag Racing that's been hosted at Cordova for years and years and years. They moved it to another track, and they lost, you know, spectators and racers and everything else.
See,
I mean,
it goes under that saying, though, Daniel, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know, but that's greed that took over. That's greed that took over.
Well, see, the thing of it is, that race, pretty much, a friend of ours, well, Dad's engine builder, they owned that track for a while. That particular
Cordova?
Race, that they owned Cordova for a while. That particular race pretty much funded the track for the next year, just from that race.
Right.
You know, and that's pretty good.
Well, you know what they have to do is they have to, and my opinion is that, you know, the way I think to save IHRA is by, well, could somebody buy, how much would it cost to buy IHRA?
I don't know, but the company that owns them is all about the dollar.
Well, they'd rather have something than nothing, though, right? I mean, realistically, how much could IHRA be worth? I mean, what could you sell it for? I mean, all you're buying really is the name.
Yeah, I mean, IHRA has been sold a handful of times here. They're bought by an investment company now. An investment company has bought them, and they're not doing a very good job with them.
So they sell IHRA for cheap, the name IHRA for cheap, declare it as a loss in their taxes, and they make a bunch of money. So they're going to get their money.
It very well could be. I mean, you know, the track that is my hometown track is an IHRA track, and we haven't had any races. We haven't had any bracket races. We haven't had any grudge racing. Test and Tune has been slim to none. It is not good being a racer right now where I'm at.
So how would you get Okay, so let me ask this question, because I'm not a businessman. Because I'm like you guys. I work for a living. So what would it, how would you get an investment group, or how would you become an investment group? Do you get like maybe 15 people together and say, hey, look, we're going to start an investment group, and we need X amount of dollars, and we're going to buy this product and see if we can make it work?
But my question is, why wouldn't you even do that when you have, like, PDRA, you have this No Mercy? You can put on a handful of events a year and probably make a shitload more money by giving the people what they want to see, because you know what they want to see instead of what you think people want to see.
No, I get that, but see, now, what you're talking about is this. And what you can do now is that when you become this entity, say the three of us put in money and we bought IHRA. Now the three of us own it. Well, now we're going to be promoters. What are we going to promote? Well,
no prep racing.
Exactly. IHRA no prep racing. We have IHRA tracks. We give Shannon a call and say, hey, Shannon, we got this track, and this track. We want you to do your races on. What do you say? Because I'm sure she's trying to find tracks. If she already has track, her job now is easier, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
There you have it. So now you start making tracks available. And we're talking in Texas, Oklahoma. You get another group down south, Georgia, Alabama, Florida. Start that group out. It all flies under one banner.
Yeah, but the only reason that any of these tracks go to IHRA or NHRA is to be umbrellaed by the insurance. Other than that, if you didn't have that, these guys wouldn't go to them. They wouldn't want to pay the money for that.
Yeah, I get that. But that's what we're going to give them. We're going to give them the opportunity to have their own track and to have events there. And then you spread it out. So imagine this. We spread it out. So, Daniel, you take the Midwest. And then, Zeke, you take the Southeast.
Mm-hmm.
I'll work out West. And we get some other people in between, through Detroit, through Chicago, in the north, of what we're doing right now, of exactly what they're doing right now.
They're
now we promote it on a bigger scale. We promote it through TV. We promote it through, because these guys are doing all the little videos with their phones, and they do with the videos and that. Well, you know, IHRA, we had television rights. We could put it on a national event without having to go through bank shift. We'll put it on national TV.
That's if national TV wants it.
Yeah, I think they will. Outlaw racing at its finest. And we dub it this, the American Outlaw Series.
Ooh, that sounds interesting.
The minute you attach outlaw to anything, what do you think about? Street outlaws. Now you know what kind of cars are going to be there.
Pro mods.
Pro mods now. But you know, You do no prep shootouts. That's it. No prep shootouts. You don't bring in 64 funny cars. You can have events for those guys if you want. But you run no preps.
I think funny cars and top fuel dragsters are such a thing of the past. You know, those guys aren't bringing the spectators anymore. They're really not. What NHRA event like No Mercy 6, they shut the highway off. You couldn't even get off the highway to get to the racetrack. They closed the highway off. What NHRA event, what NASCAR event has ever done that?
Well, I don't know. I know Bodie's race was the same way. They had to shut it down. The fire department shut it down because they couldn't allow any more people inside the place because they could only hold so much, and they still had a line a mile outside of the track. So it's one of those where but could this work? Sure, I think it could. I think it'd work out real good. And then instead of Big Chief hanging out with the NHRA with the Nazi Hot Rod Association, we play by our own rules and we make our rules still as far as strict, but you don't have to get seatbelts every 6 months. Or this is gonna go out of bad or that's gonna go out bad. All these things are going to be, just bullshit stuff. So that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that this, let me see.
Yeah, you're getting real quiet looking at that message, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
That's supposed to be Mr. Kai Kelly from out there this weekend.
Wow.
10-8, that's today. 2100 hours, that's 9:20 their time.
Is this from Georgia?
That's supposed to be from Georgia, yeah.
Wow.
And so now we know on the track who's got a faster car as far as Street Outlaws goes.
Well, you know, his car had always been, a track car. And he only put it on the street when the show came out because he knew he'd kick their ass. Once he changed his setup and everything on the Scarfer Street, and got his car dialed in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah. Well, what's his name with the actual real pro mod that races on the TV shows? He went 399 earlier today or yesterday.
Oh, Chief?
Yeah, he went 399.
Wow. Where's he picking up?
According
to 310 from.
I don't know. And that's on, I think he was on radials when he did that 399.
He's not on those small tires. He's not doing a small tire shootout, is he, or anything like that? I saw him trying to put small tires on the car.
Well, I think what I saw is he was supposed to be running on radials this weekend.
Well, you know what? That could be where he picked up the time, too. Them radials, they work.
Yeah.
I like to try radials on my car, but it's not fast enough to matter either which tire I'm on.
Yeah. From the pictures, it looks like he's got the radials on it. Yeah,
he's got the radials on it.
He's
down in Georgia, too?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. So, and Dave's car is running, right?
I don't know if he's there or not. I know here I seen a live feed from Dave. They were pulling the motor out again, and he says it was the last time they were doing it this year because they keep blowing it up.
They keep blowing it up. Something not doing something right.
Well, they keep throwing so much nitrous to it, it's not even funny. I mean, it's like they're throwing, you know, I think the way he was making it sound, they were throwing like over close to 1,000 horse and spray in it.
Wow. I don't know if you guys heard it, not to change the subject or anything. But out here in Palm Springs, two police officers just got shot. One guy's a 35-year veteran. The other one, she just got back from maternity leave. Both killed. She had a 4-month-old daughter.
Nice.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. When is this shit gonna stop?
When you put all these thugs in a box.
I think it's gonna quit when we actually get a real president. And I'm not saying Trump is a real president. I'm not saying Hillary is a real president. I'm saying a real president that's gonna say, look, we're ripping ourselves apart.
Wow, this is just, you know, it. But you know, we talked about this too. The bigger problem is the media.
Huge problem.
They pour gas on that fire, like nothing else. And that's the part that bugs me, is that, do we have issues? Yeah, heck yeah, we have issues. But when you have the divide and conquer kind of attitude and start splitting things up down the middle, it doesn't, you know. Oh, that's it, huh?
What, the post I just tagged you in?
Yeah.
Where he talks about that this is supposed to be the last time they pull the motor, yeah.
Oh.
I think that's it.
So did they take that show off the air, or is it still on?
Which show?
Those outlaw guys. I haven't seen nothing.
Oh, Oklahoma? They're supposed to be coming out with season 8 here right shortly.
That thing's been on for 8 years.
Like later. No, 8 seasons. You know, in 2 or 3 years, they run 2 seasons a year. You got to remember, you know, Discovery Channel and them, they'll run, you know, 2 seasons of a show, you know, in a year's time. They'll run those 2 seasons, you know, each season may last you a couple months at a time.
Yeah.
I like Ty Kelly's show better.
Yeah, you know what? So do I. I mean, nothing against anybody else. I just, I love how these guys argue amongst themselves. You know, it's like, what are the brothers that have the probe?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, those ones.
Those guys killed me, man. I think it's funnier than shit. but you know, it's one of those things where the crazy has to stop.
Yeah. That is true.
You know, it was one of those things I get messages all the time from, you know, the show, and people after the show, or I'll either get them that night or they start trickling in to the next, you know, get them on Sunday. And about agreeing or disagreeing, I'm like, hey, just call into the show. I tell them, just, you don't have to let everybody hear what you have to say. You might find somebody who agrees with you. I guess I had said something. Someone asked if I thought that them blocking roads is right or wrong, or if it, I forgot what I have to go back and read it. And I said, I go, look, if I got to get someone in, they're blocking my way. I said, I'm plowing through them. You ain't slowing my shit down because you have a cause. Don't block the freeways. Don't block the roads.
Don't play Frogger.
Don't break the law. Could you go to jail for doing something like that? Well, then it's against the law. It's not a protest at that point. It's a riot. So, you know, it's like, you know, and then I said, look, why would you slow me down? Why would you stop traffic when people have to get somewhere? What are those people done to you that you have to make their lives miserable or live in hell? Or what is it that, you know, explain what you're doing or why you're doing it? You know, I've been watching college football. I haven't watched a pro game yet. Were they going into week five now? I refuse to. Because my take on Kaepernick, I think he's the biggest dickhead in the world. And all the stuff that's going on, I just started cracking up. This said something. If you're at a movie theater and or at a concert and Colin Kaepernick is standing in front of you and he's got his big afro out there, just play the national anthem and he'll take a knee so you can see. See, shit, that was funny. I thought that was funny. all right, man. But, you know, that was just one of those kind of things that, you know, it was a cartoon that was doing it, that was making fun of them. You know, I believe everybody's freedom of speech. I get it. It's good. But, Sometimes all this, there's a difference between doing something for a cause and doing something because everybody else is doing it. If that makes sense. You know, if you believe in that cause and that, then that fight that you should be fighting should be an everyday fight. Not just on Sundays because now I'm the backup quarterback. I got to get some press on me, so I'm going to take up this cause. He should be in the news every single day talking about what his beliefs are. And you know what I mean? Promoting public safety, if that's what he wants to do, or whatever his take is. The fact he just talks about it on Sunday just tells me to believe that he's a fake ass bitch, and I can't support that. I can't support what he's doing. Shit, Martin Luther King marched people from Montgomery to Selma, and peacefully. Now, That was a protest. With the other ones, cops getting shot, people getting killed, that's not a protest. That's not even a peaceful protest. That's a riot. And people have to call, say what it is. Our media won't say that. But those are riots. They're coming with weapons to commit bodily harm. And that's the difference between a protest and a riot. Martin Luther King had peaceful protests. These guys are doing no different from the Ku Klux Klan, no different from the Black Panthers, no different from any militant group, white or black. Same thing. And it's sad. Sad. Our country's going to shit. And it's funny. Putin and was that Kim Jong-sung, some young dude or whatever his name is? They both want Trump as president.
Oh, yeah, because they don't like Hillary.
You know, the thing is, if I'm another, I'd be more afraid of just watching these debates and how Trump doesn't really, it's almost, he just cuts them off and they try to stop. No, you listen, I'm going to finish here. It's like, you can't do that with the leader of Russia or the leader of China or, these leaders of other countries. You have to have a certain kind of democracy here. You say what you want and they say what they, you can't cut them off and tell them they're wrong and this and that. Fuck it, we're going to war. Yeah, no, I don't think Donald Trump's that extreme that he's got his finger on the button or carries a nuclear briefcase with him everywhere he goes. Just go ahead, say something. I don't think he's going to be like that. I think he's going to be someone that's not afraid to. But, like I've always said, man, if they're going to cut our guys loose, if we're going to go to war with somebody, they better cut them loose. Let them go. Don't do no Vietnam or no Korea bullshit. Cut them loose. Let them do what they're supposed to do. It won't take them long to get the job done. We knocked out that third biggest army in the world pretty damn quick. So let's wait and see. Well, we're less than a month away now.
You just have to make sure it doesn't create a power vacuum like in Libya.
Yeah. I'm just hoping, either way this thing swings, I'm not for, I know this country was built on immigrants. My family came over. But what we have going on, because you can't, and this is, and I don't mean this in a bad way, and I hope I don't offend Japanese people, but this is why they were put in the concentration camps in World War II, because they were easy to identify. It's hard to tell an Italian from a German, from a Swede, from this and this, but you could tell a Japanese person from everybody else. Oh, when these refugees come over, you don't know which one's a terrorist or which one who really wants to be here. You don't know until something happens. So why are we taking a chance on something that we don't have any control over?
And the media is trying to put a spin on that, how these people just want a peaceful life and ISIS has come in and taken over and just a bunch of bullshit. They hate us. They're going to come over here. You know, let them in by the tens of thousands. They're going to come
start
over here and they're going to try to do run their run this country into the ground just like they ran theirs. I mean, hell.
And the thing is, we shouldn't have laws. Russia doesn't change their laws. For if you want to be a certain, if you're a certain type of person, be a Muslim, and you want to come to Russia, that's fine. But you're going to live by Russian law. If you don't want to live by Russian law, then don't come here. That's their stance. How come we can't have that stance? Don't come here because you want to be free and this and that, and then start bad-mouthing the country that brought you here, protesting against the country that brought you here. You know, it's like, I hate to be, I get on the subject like this. I know my board is lighting up, but I'm not taking any calls. But it's like, why is it that when they, I'm just going to say it, man. Why is it that they talk about, they go back to the slave days. We were slaves and this and that. And the white man did this to our people. And I get that and I understand that. But, you know, if you're going to talk about history, then you got to go deep into history. Who sold them? It wasn't the white man who did it. My white man may have bought them. But it wasn't a white man selling them. And nobody talks about that aspect of it. Who betrayed you? Who was the Judas of that group? It wasn't the white man. And nobody points shit like that out. And that's what bothers me. I mean, we talk about, how many times, Zeke, we talk about acceptability. You know, we talk about in the street racing, in the drag racing, everything. Everything is, hey, you know what? You fuck up, but just own it. Accountability. I'm sorry, I said accessibility. Accountability. And that's just it. Be accountable for your actions. Oh, I'm so scared of this election, Zeke. I'm terrified. Like one way or another, for 4 years, I think we're going to be hosed. Because I think if Trump is elected, I think that people are going to hold him back to do the things he wants to do. I think if Hillary's elected, I don't even know what she wants to do, to be honest. I think whoever gets elected is going to get set up for failure, either by their own hand or somebody else doing it. And it's just, man, we just can't afford to keep going backwards. A country that was once loved is most hated. I think I should have stayed in Hawaii another week. Glad I didn't, though, because it was raining this week. So I don't know.